I'm Stephen John Drew.
I'm Chris Farrell.
And I'm Steve Boyd, and we're the hosts of Walking the Walking Dead,
a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network.
Just like the one you're listening to now!
The opinions expressed are those of each individual.
Check out other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
Now get ready, because geekiness begins in 3...
2...
1...
How's it going, everybody, and welcome to the Audibly
Exquisite
Podcast, episode number
75.
And we are your one-stop source for all things geek culture, be it movies, television, video games, comic books, you name it.
We're gonna cover it.
And let's see, you can find us on a wide variety of social media platforms, including Facebook at facebook.com/AudiblyExquisite. You can find us on Twitter at the AE Podcast, myself at Peter Melnick.
@Mike_Nora.
And our special guest today, our producer, Matt Cascone. Matt, how can people get a hold of you?
@MeanStreakMatt.
And let's see, you can also find us on the Instagrams at... There we go. And let's see, you can also find us on the worldwide interwebs at www.WonderlyExquisite.com. And also, support the show any way you can. First off, monetarily, you can do it with Patreon, where there is a tiered system where for as low as $2 or as high as $50, you will be able to get a wide variety of rewards, such as our Audibly Exquisite newsletter email thingy. You will also get the possibility of being on this show or even getting exclusive content from Mike and I. So, also, a wide variety of ways to listen to this here fine program. You can also listen to us on all iOS and Android devices with TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, and Podomatic. Oh, and also on iTunes. Rate, review, subscribe, and share. 5-star if you're ever so inclined, and spread the word like Nutella. And let's see. We are also a proud member of the Gunna Geek Podcast Network. Go to www.gunnageek.com. And let's see. I think that's really it in terms of our plug skis. So, Matt, how have you been doing today?
I'm good. I just got up because I've got a crazy work schedule right now. I got to be at work at midnight tonight, so that should be interesting.
Right, right.
Are you a Jehovah's Witness?
I can't say that I am. Last time I checked.
All right, just wondering.
So, Matt, you haven't been on the show for a grand total of, I believe, 2 episodes now. So it's been a while.
Oh my goodness, you're right.
It's so long ago. It's like a million years ago, you know? It's almost like, you know...
He's the second most recurring guest.
This is true. Next...
Beaten by Eddie Wilson.
Yeah, Eddie... He'll have to really beat Eddie Wilson to get, you know, beat his record.
Eddie Wilson, my new rival. Got it.
Eddie is your new rival. So, yeah, just a lot of stuff has been going on since our last episode. Matt, I got a question. Are you a Walking Dead fan at all?
Yeah, we did. That's what we touched on it on the episode I was on. And I even said, I'm like, ooh, let's save that for a future episode. Is this that future episode?
I do believe it is right now.
Awesome.
So Matt, Mike, Eminem, you know, this past week we just got the series of The Walking Dead back, which started off its 7th season, and it ended up... The episode actually caused AMC's stock to actually rise on the NASDAQ.
Wow.
So a lot of crazy things like that. But I didn't watch the show, but I did see that clip. Gentlemen, what did you think of the episode?
Ooh, let me go first.
Yeah, you go first, Matt.
I was right. Haha. Because in the episode we filmed two episodes ago, I said that you guys were all about thinking Glenn was going to die. And I'm like... It's totally going to be Abraham because they had been setting him up like, ooh, he's going to have a happy ending and nobody on The Walking Dead can have a happy ending. And he's the one who got, you know, batted up first. He went up to the plate first. And then at the end of that conversation, I'm going to actually have to listen to that episode again to make sure I'm like 100% on the up and up.
I think I went with Maggie myself.
Really? Because I think you and Josh were going for Glenn, and I definitely said Abraham, and I said, you know, it might be Glenn too, like, or as well. You know what I mean? I didn't think – no one thought it was going to be 2 people, but I was pretty much on Abraham and or Glenn, and then like Daryl was like my extra if I had to pick a third person. But yeah, my whole opinion on the episode is crazy. But Mike, why don't you take a bat? What do you got to say about the episode?
I thought it was exquisite, and I called it months ago.
You really did with the Abraham one, especially, and the theories you were bringing up. This is something fans out there should really pay attention to with The Walking Dead convention schedules with a lot of these guys. And like, it's very bait and switch with some of these, because if you notice the convention schedule for, let's say, Glenn, for example, the actor who plays Glenn, what's his name again? Steven, I believe.
Steven Yeun.
So him, you know, he didn't really do many conventions. So a lot of people were thinking, oh, he's not doing a lot of conventions. You know why? Because he's going to be on the show still. Whereas you saw a lot of Abraham at conventions and people were like, oh, he's going to be killed on the show. Well, he was actually at Terrificon back in August at the Mohegan Sun in Uncasville, Connecticut. And yeah, he did conventions and he was killed. So Mike's theory, you know, of like, you have to pay attention to some of these things. You absolutely have to pay attention to the convention schedule, you know?
You know, I was right.
Mike was right. Like,
my review of the episode, I mean, I thought it was great. I think there was a couple hangups, though, in my opinion, like a couple drawbacks. One of them being that, you know, the two kill was fantastic and no one saw it coming, but it definitely takes away from Abraham's death. Like, literally no one's talking about Abraham. Everyone's like crying over Glenn. It's like, if I was Abraham, I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, you know, I died too, you know?
Yeah, it was. Well, a lot of people, I think, because of the fact, like, he was such a long-term character in the show. Like, he was around forever, you know what I mean? Glenn, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I know why the reason, but it still sucks for Abraham. Like, I mean, Glenn was there since the beginning. He was basically, he was the first person that Rick ran into. Like, that was the first person.
Yeah.
Was my other hang-up was the fact that it doesn't make Daryl look good. Honestly, I feel like he looked bad at the end of last season when he went on that like little revenge mission and he dragged Michonne and Glenn along with him.
Right.
And they captured. So Glenn wouldn't have been there in the first place. So that pissed me off last season. And then this season, after Negan explicitly said like, oh, if you do anything, I'm going to like, you know, that, you know, it's going to just get worse. And he goes and like sucker punches him. I'm like, fucking idiot. And he's the reason that Glenn is dead. It's all 100% on Daryl. And I know none of the panty dropping women who love him will admit that. And I think that was on The Talking Dead too. Like, they did a poll and 70% of the fans said it wasn't Daryl's fault. I'm like, of course it's Daryl's fault. Like, I mean, I guess I can understand him being mad and punching him, but like,
yeah,
you know, he just said that shit. He will shut that shit down so fast. And that's exactly what he did. So I'm pissed at Daryl. He's on the level of Andrea right now for me as you know, person I do not like. Andrea, Mike? From season 3.
Mike, comment?
I agree.
I know. I had a poll there. Like, Mike's just like, I concur. Like,
My thing is with the characters, like, I know it more for the comic. You know, I'm one of those hipsters where I'm just like, oh, I only know it really for that. But in all honesty, I really only know it for that.
Well, in the comics.
Yeah, that was Mike and I were talking on the ride here. The comment, one of the common comments, if you go on the like Facebook pages, for example, of The Walking Dead and whatnot, or like even comicbook.com, a wretched hive of scum and villainy on Facebook. But Mike, what were some of the comments you were seeing a lot of?
Well, in the comics.
And why does that annoy you?
Because it just annoys me.
But why, Mike? Why?
It annoys me as much as when people bring Dunkin' Donuts coffee cups to get filled at Dunkin' Donuts.
Makes sense. Well, I've never seen that. That's really fucking, like,
no, like
dumb.
A travel mug.
Oh. But yeah, but they want to use
I
a travel
mug. I fucking hate it.
Maybe they like a travel
I
mug.
I don't give a fuck what they like.
Maybe they don't want their hands
they
hurt.
Your fucking head with that coffee.
Do you get like free refills if you bring in a Dunkin' Donuts cup? That's Dunkin' Donuts.
Still pay the same amount for a coffee, but you bring in like the Dunkin' Donuts travel mug in. Like, here's my coffee, assholes.
Maybe someone wants to save like 50 cents.
And they're going, oh, great, a dirty fucking coffee mug.
Maybe they clean it.
No, who washes their fucking coffee mug?
I do.
I don't. Like, it takes me forever to clean anything.
Make sure there's no hairs or bugs in it. You're good.
That was like the most Seinfeldian conversation I've heard in a while. One of the things, though, with The Walking Dead, you know, for me, with that whole just issue of... I watched the clip of the execution of both Glenn and Abraham, and holy shit. Just that the sound effects were fucking chilling for that, man.
I think the worst was when he's hitting the big pulpy mess of their head.
Yeah, you were telling, like, you were describing that, and I'm like, yeah, kind, it, yeah, it really was.
Did you say pulpy?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's spot on. It was like, yeah, it was crazy.
It sounds like someone's dropping handfuls of spaghetti on the floor.
But yeah, like, one of the things for me with that episode, I saw the clip as well that they leaked footage of my choice for the execution, Maggie, getting killed. And when you just, you know, he says his line right before he hits the bat, and then you just hear a... that doesn't even do it justice. It was the most fucked up noise. Even, like, you know, with the shitty cell phone camera recording, it was still just really messed up, you know? Matt, did you see the leaked footage?
No, but I know what they did in the episode, which was really clever, is Negan was saying, like, oh, like, I'll kill everyone, and Rick was thinking about it, and you actually saw a visual of each person there getting hit with the bat. And clearly they did that as a way of, like, trying to throw people off, like, who are on set who didn't really know what was going on because they didn't want someone to see it and be like, oh, so-and-so's dying, and ruin it. So they're like, ooh, let's do a take where each person gets hit with the bat. Will throw off the lesser people on set, like probably like the PAs, the production assistants.
I think that was the smartest thing.
Yeah, as I was watching it, I'm like, oh, you sly fox. Like that was very well done. And it didn't feel forced watching it in the episode either. You know what I mean?
Now, with you guys, what is your favorite Walking Dead meme you've seen so far related to the death of Glenn?
Probably the sloth one.
A buddy of mine, he ended up taking those Snapchat filters and put on the dog filter, you know?
Yeah.
Threw that on there. That was just tremendous to see. He's like, oh, Glenn's all fixed up. He sure is. Matt, yourself?
Oh, man. Well, I didn't see the sloth one. I've seen a couple pretty good ones, but do I have a favorite? Probably the one where it's Steven Yeun, like, in a suit, and, like, it's, like, that warped filter. You know the Mr. Krabs, like, warped
yes.
filter? It's
yeah.
that. And the caption, I think I'm probably butchering the caption, but it says something like, when you're late for your date with Lucille, or something like that.
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, like, my other favorite one was they referenced Billy Madison. I'll find you, and then you see Billy Madison in the corner. Today, Junior.
I didn't see that one.
Those are so great. It's like, I love, you know, the effort these people are going into with these good-ass memes, you know, or maymays. You know, I know it's pronounced memes, people, believe me, I don't want to end up getting, like, stupid tweets. Yeah, so I understand why they did what they did with the episode, though, with the whole bait and switch thing, and, like, didn't they also, I heard, like, there was a, they're going to incorporate every single death into, like, a nightmare scene for Rick or something? That's what I heard?
Yeah, they did that.
They showed every person's death?
Yeah, getting their head bashed in.
Jesus.
So yeah, overall I was very pleased with the episode. You know, obviously I had my two hang-ups, but they have the entire season to kind of, like, you know, try and fix that or compensate for that. I mean, we haven't even gotten Tara or Tara, however you pronounce her name. I think it's Tara. We haven't gotten her reaction from her girlfriend dying. Like getting shot in the eye with an arrow from last season. Like that literally was never resolved. No one was just like, hey, Tara, by the way, your girlfriend's dead. Like
it'll
never.
They'll probably do it in like a filler episode, if anything.
That frustrated me. That was one of my biggest gripes about the end of last season. It was just like, can we? Well, that and the whole Glenn thing, like they should as soon the episode after they should have resolved whether he was dead or not, not have us hanging for three episodes because no one cared about those three episodes.
Right. Yeah.
Like the turtle hermits and like I don't know what the hell was going on. No one cared.
I mean, the comic especially is really, really guilty of the whole hey, let's do an episode, let's do a filler episode, or I mean filler issue, you know, and it'll be like three issues in a row, and then like something good will happen, because the way they do it is like, I think it's like every five issues something big happens because it's the paperbacks, you know, because they rely on those sales. So makes sense, but it's also really, you know, just like what's his name, John Smith from you know, the Mormons, I believe, dumb, you know, South Park. But I don't know. Or no, I think it was Joseph Smith. There we go. Because Joseph Smith, don't fuck the baby. Anyway, but yeah. So now, going away from The Walking Dead and going into the world of movies, specifically a world of movies in a galaxy far, far away. Mike, Matt, guess who is going to be playing the role of Lando Calrissian in the new Han Solo film?
Donald Glover.
Childish Gambino himself, Donald Glover, is going to be playing
Danny
the
Glover?
Role. Donald Glover.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I know.
So, dude, I'm pumped for this, man. Matt, yourself?
I think it's a great choice. I think he's wildly popular. I don't really have an opinion of him because I haven't seen a lot of his work, you know, to get a – but I think it's a good choice. I just really want to see Lando in the next Star Wars movie. I guess they're not doing that, though, which is a shame. Episode – what are we up to, 8?
Yeah.
Like, I really wish he was going to be in that.
I'm surprised, but I mean, they are utilizing him in Star Wars Rebels. I know that. He made an appearance, I believe, in seasons 1 and/or 2.
Oh, cool.
It's kind of cool. Like, the Star Wars, not extended, but, you know, the current canon, the Disney universe or whatever it is, they've been utilizing so much cool stuff. And I mean, for myself with Donald Glover or Don Glover, you know, he... I know him more through his hip-hop career as Childish Gambino, but also through his role on Community with, you know, as Troy. And he's a really good actor. You know, he's funny. He's got a, you know, amazing sense, amazing charisma to him. I think he could pull it off. Mike?
I agree.
What do you think of the
I'm
choice?
I'm really not too sure of Don Glover, but from what you talk about him.
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, and I think he kind of needs some kind of comedic relief.
Now, of course, you know, once again, on the car ride, you and I were again talking about a certain Facebook page where certain mouth breathers
aren't aware that this guy, it's a prequel movie. But like, why are they casting such a young guy to play Lando Calrissian when he's probably like in his 60s or 70s?
And no one realizes this is a movie set before the main franchise, or the main three, the Holy Trilogy.
Yeah.
And somebody said, what did they say? He wasn't in the prequels. So this isn't this doesn't count or something. Yeah.
It's
what? Yeah.
That's so stupid.
My thing about this is the fact my least favorite complaint was this. Over and over and over and over again, I kept hearing, "Why are they making this movie? They should make an Obi-Wan movie first." And the one other comment was, "This should have been a comic book instead."
I see that one.
A comic book or a novel. Why? And like the line of they should do an Obi-Wan movie first. Give them time. There's gonna be like.
We just kind of got done with Obi-Wan not too long ago.
And not just that, but Disney wants to milk this property for as much as they fucking can.
The prequels are all basically an Obi-Wan movie.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, what is his movie going to be? Him, like, hanging out with the sand people, like, in the fucking mountains? Like, that's literally going to be his movie? Him just everyday life with Obi-Wan Kenobi. That's what that movie's going
to
be.
Not going to lie, I would love to watch an MTV Cribs version of Star Wars with Obi-Wan's little hut. And over here...
And everyone was wondering why I aged terribly within the past 20 years.
Well, no, that was, I think, 40 years. Because, like,
remember when he gave Luke when he was a little baby?
Oh, fuck, you're right.
Well, he's a fucking 70-year-old man.
Yeah, because somebody pointed out...
Thought about that, damn.
Well, think about the stress and, you know, being in the desert with, you know, the sun ages you or whatever.
Jedi years are different than normal people years. I don't know.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean,
Jedi years.
My thing is this, you know, somebody pointed out in the original Star Wars when Obi-Wan, Alec Guinness played Obi-Wan, he was the age Mark Hamill is now.
Yeah.
So it's like one of those little things where, you know, you point that out. It's like, it's one of those weird little trivia facts. Going from, you know, this top, I mean.
Galaxy to another galaxy.
The modern Star Wars. The modern Star Wars, yes. When you think about it. Because it's pretty much the same kind of fucking film, as much as I, you know, I hate to say it. But
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yes, James. Well, it's not a trailer. It's a teaser. Yeah, it's a full-on fucking trailer. You know, I don't understand that whole, this is a trailer, this is a teaser. What's the fucking difference? It's footage, you know? But Matt, do you see the new trailer?
For Guardians?
Yes.
Yeah, I literally just watched it.
What'd you think of it?
I'm super happy to see Batista doing something again. Because
he was amazing.
He was fantastic in that first movie, and I don't think I've really gotten my fill of Batista acting since then.
Have you seen that one movie he did? It was produced by Tarantino. It was like a kung fu movie, I believe.
Man with the Golden Fist.
Yeah, Man with the Golden Ass or whatever.
I don't like anything Batista pre-Guardians.
Well, I believe that was around the time of. So it's like dirt.
No, it was before. Was it? At least a year. It just didn't look good to me. I wasn't interested at all. And then Guardians came out, and Batista was amazing. Star,
that's for sure. He needs someone to work with.
He plays a really good unintentional straight man.
Exactly, because he's reading his lines like
he's a mixture between straight man and comedic relief. You know, with his whole "nothing goes over my head, my reflexes are too swift." I love that line. You know, but to be completely honest, every single one of those got eclipsed by his one line in the teaser about how you should find someone as pathetic as you are. Thanks. Would you like a hug? No. All right, and he hugs him. I said no. Well, and somebody pointed out the reason he hugs him is because he's so used to Peter Quill, Star-Lord's attitude, you know, sarcasm and stuff like that. He thinks he's being sarcastic when he says no, so, oh, all right, I'll hug you. Hug, hug. And then if you notice, you also saw Baby Groot. Wearing a jumpsuit and just all that cool stuff.
Toddler Groot.
Toddler Groot. I would go with Toddler Groot. Somebody pointed out to me, and it would be such a fucking great scene. Do you guys remember in the first Guardians of the Galaxy? Obviously, this is the only Guardians of the Galaxy we've seen so far. So,
yeah.
But anyway, do you remember the scene where it was Rocket shooting the gun, screaming, and Groot was just like, "Rah!" That somebody said they should do a scene in the new one where the roles are reversed, because now Rocket's bigger than Groot, and make, you know, I think that'd be a great scene. Just, you know, Groot shooting off a machine gun. I think that'd be fucking amazing. So,
that'd be interesting.
Do you think that a Guardians of the Galaxy film, I'm just excited of the fact that, you know, we are getting these characters, just obscure Marvel characters. And now, Matt, what is an obscure Marvel character you would love to see brought into the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Oh, man, I love some of the more obscure, like, villains, like the C-list villains. Like, I think this character has become more relevant over the, like, recently, but the Beetle, that was always one of my favorite Spider-Man villains, just because he was so pathetic.
Right.
He's, like, purple and green. But I think Beetle has become more relevant with the comic Superior Foes of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But that's the girl version of Beetle. I'm talking the original Beetle is the one I dig. Shocker, he's going to be in the new Spider-Man, so that's good.
Do you know who I wish they utilized in the Spider-Man mythos? Because he's also technically a Daredevil villain, Stiltman. I wish Stiltman. And also, I wish Lady Stiltman was involved with one of the movies. There's literally, because you know how, like, they'll always have, like, like, let's say there's a female version, like Lady Deadpool, and there's nothing having to do with the gender in the name Deadpool.
Uh-huh.
I love the fact that there's Lady Stiltman. Not Lady Stilt or Stilt Lady. It's Lady Stiltman. She has to keep the franchise alive, you know?
Yeah, I actually read the issue. I don't know if it was the issue she debuted, but I think it was. And Spider-Man was just like, really? That's the name you went with?
Was that the one with Deadpool making an appearance?
I think so. Yeah. That was the Amazing Spider-Man run. I remember that few issues where Deadpool showed up. And yeah, the beginning was with Lady Stiltman.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Here's me pulling up my sleeves on my geek pride. That is Amazing Spider-Man 611 by Joe Kelly. I know that because of the fact that's a really hot book right now, believe it or not, because it's Spider-Man with an early, like, Spider-Man in a Deadpool, or Deadpool in a Spider-Man comic. So,
oh, shit, I have that. I've got the first edition, too.
I do. It's the one where Spider-Man is on the cover and, like, Deadpool dressed him up like Cable pretty much with all the shoulder pads.
Yeah, he's got all the gear on him, yeah.
So now, you know, also speaking of Spider-Man, you know, we have Andrew Garfield going on recently about the fact that he is giving his blessing in regards to Tom Holland as Spider-Man. And he's even gone on the record. Matt, we were talking off mic about this. You brought up the fact that, you know, this isn't the first time he's dissed Sony. He ended up making a comment in regards to the fact that he's happy Marvel has control of Spider-Man again, the movies.
We all are.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, who made that happen? Sony did.
Oh, yeah.
He needs to stop roasting Sony. Like, I mean, he needs to take his responsibility for the movies as well. Like, you know, yeah, they weren't good, but he signed up for them. I think he did the best he could, but I just don't know. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, so it's easy for me to point fingers. But just those whole two movies are to me are a complete mess. Just an absolute, like, rolling garbage ball of mess.
See, my thing with the Spider-Man movie, The Amazing Spider-Man, I like the first one. I really like the first one, surprisingly. But, and that's a big but, I didn't care very much for the follow-up, Amazing Spider-Man 2, and you know,
forget all about it all the time.
It's a boring movie.
Like, I forget Bernie Mac died, and there's an Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Don't we all?
Bring up Bernie Mac! The box still exists.
I'm just annoyed with the fact, you know, you look at these movies and, like, they have the opportunity to make something really, really fucking good, and they botch it at every opportunity.
They blow it.
They really do. They absolutely do. And it's a shame because look at what you have with these characters. It's such, like, you don't even need to do, like, an established universe. You just make the movie, whatever, 1, 2, 3, bang it out, and you're done.
That's what the X-Men's did. Like, the new X-Men's, they're like, I mean, that doesn't really line up with our previous movies, but screw it. Let's just make a really good movie.
Fuck it. Let's make an X-Men movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
And that's what was great about First Class. I love First Class. Oh, back to Spider-Man real quick. I wanted to say this, even though it's not even relevant. Right. My biggest Amazing Spider-Man 2 was they put him back in high school just for him to graduate high school. Like,
yep.
It's like he graduates in the beginning of Spider-Man 2, Amazing Spider-Man 2. And then at the end of the movie, he just goes on like a 3-month hiatus. And it's like, what the hell was he doing in that hiatus? Was he in college? Like, it would have been so much easier to explain if he was still in high school. Just like, oh, he's still in high school. He's just not being Spider-Man. But we don't know what the hell he was doing. Hanging out at Gwen's grave. That was pretty much it.
Wow.
See, aren't you glad I got that out?
Yes. But yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. I mean,
really strange what they did.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you know,
strange. Doctor Strange. Are we going into a new segment here?
Absolutely. So I actually got my ticket for next Thursday, so I'll have my review and everything on it. Doctor Strange. I'm actually going to see it in 3D. Apparently, it's really good to see in 3D. This is one of those you should see it in 3D. Because if you saw Ant-Man, remember the ending scene with the really trippy, psychedelic kind of thing.
Well, P and I are gonna do mushrooms and go see Doctor Strange.
I'm not.
Yeah, I'm good on the mushrooms. Hold the mushrooms for me.
Okay.
I think it's gonna be a really cool visual experience because the way they tested it out with Ant-Man, you know, it was impressive. It was really cool stuff. And
I love the suitcase fight. That was probably my favorite part. Yeah. I will disintegrate you. Yeah, that was my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, like, there was, like, a lot of really cool parts in that movie. Like, that was one of them. And, like, that got me addicted to that song for, like, about a fucking week, you know? Because I'm a big fan of The Cure, so.
I like that part when Paul Rudd was like, that's my costume.
Yeah, just a lot of really, you know, smart things with the movie. Like, they pulled off something really great, you know? So now, what I want to know is, do you think utilizing the, I want to say, the visual aspect, it's such a trippy movie, you know?
It looked like Inception to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, with the buildings curving and whatnot.
Yep.
So now, going away from that, let's say, you know, you guys both saw it. I saw the Red Band trailer for Logan. What did you guys think of that?
It was the regular version with him putting claws, as someone said.
Yep. I really enjoyed it. I mean, it was gory, and it was good, and it built up a lot of emotion with, you know, Johnny Cash's Hurt playing over it, you know? Matt?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it looks like a really unique movie. I think I said it in one of our tweets that if everybody was on board, everyone was, like, collaborating together and there was no, you know, creative differences, like, if the actors, the director, the studio, are all on the same page,
right,
that this movie could knock it out of the park. Because that's what happens with a lot of times with movies. Like, you saw it with Fantastic Four. I didn't actually see it. But, you know, there was problems between the director and the studio. But back to Wolverine, Logan, I think it looks really unique because it doesn't look like your typical superhero movie. You know, none of them are in the costumes.
Right.
The movie's called Logan. It's not even called Wolverine. I think I would like to see some kind of nod to the costumes. Like, have you guys ever played the sorry to go off a little topic here. I'll bring us back. No worries. But have you ever played the Wolverine game that came out with X-Men Origins Wolverine? Yep. That one?
I haven't, but I've heard amazing things about it. Like, it was a really good movie game.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy good. Like, there's a few drawbacks here and there, but that's neither here nor there. But the beginning and the end, it takes place in the future, and you see Wolverine, like a future Wolverine, not as old as he is in Logan. But he's wearing like the remains of his X-Men costume, and it's basically just a vest, and it looks so badass.
Right.
And I wish they would do something like that for Logan. Like, you know, maybe there's – even if he doesn't wear it, like you see it like hanging up on a wall, like just the remnants of the costume, and it's, you know, essentially just like a biker vest.
I think that would be cool. I mean, you know, they're pulling off a lot of cool stuff with these movies, you know, and – I there's the whole, you know, as Mike was saying in The Walking Dead, in the comics, that, you know, those people. But the thing
I didn't know Logan, so tell me if you're going to do spoilers and I'll close
no,
my
no,
ears.
No, 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 no. I like the fact that these companies, you know, the film companies are making these movies like some of the comics. You know, they're like, they're cherry picking like elements, you know what I mean? Making it, you know, it doesn't have to be everything, which is smart. It's not going all out, you know?
They use it as – they follow the source material. They have respect for the source material, but they have their own ideas and their own vision. And, like, you know, things from book to movie don't always translate. I mean, look at the original X-Men movie. None of them were in the colorful spandex because it would not have worked.
Would you have wanted that?
I would have liked to have seen it, but again, it would not have worked. It would not have translated. I mean, it's cool seeing them at Comic-Con, but like you would take them seriously. Like if one of those Wolverines at Comic-Con was like, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to stab you, you would like laugh hysterically because he's wearing blue underwear on yellow tights. Like, seriously.
I guess Cyclops, when they're all suiting up to go save Rogue, Wolverine makes a comment about their suits, and Cyclops is like, would you rather have yellow spandex?
Yeah, and because it's also making it more contemporary for the times, you know? Like, when I went to New York Comic Con 2015, you know, there was a guy who cosplayed as Colossus, and he did the body paint and everything, put on, like, the little indentations where, like, there's the ridges on his arms, you know? And it was a cool thing, but in a movie, it really doesn't work because it's literally just a guy, you know, running around in his underwear. With, you know, maybe like, you know, a sleeveless shirt, you know?
What's weird about Colossus, just real quick point, and I'm sorry if I go into tangents.
No, it's fine,
dude. Doesn't affect anything. All right, let me say real quick. The interesting thing about Colossus is that in the comics, he's not actually in his underwear. When he's not, you know, armored up, he has blue pants and red underwear on top of blue pants. But for whatever reason, when his, you know, he establishes his metal form, his metal goes over his pants.
Right.
Which I never really understood, but I guess they didn't want to just show him walking around in underwear, like with his giant Russian thighs.
Are you sure you don't want to call this episode Giant Russian Thighs, Mike? Because it's a pretty good episode title.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, man. That just came out of left fucking field. Anyway. Lemon face, lion face. There we go. So, yeah, I mean, I like the fact, you know, they're paying a little bit of attention, but again, they're cherry picking. You want to do that. You want to have the right stuff. You want to, you know, not keep everything. Like, if they brought Longshot into the fucking X-Men movies, you know, would you have him have the mullet? No, because it's like an outdated style of how the character looks, you know?
Well, we're going to get Dazzler, too.
Hey, Dazzler rules.
How did she not show up? They were in the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s, and she didn't show up?
I believe she was rumored to be originally in Apocalypse, and then they just cut her character.
That sucks. I heard about Apocalypse that it didn't really incorporate the time period the same way that Days of Future Past and First Class did. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, the wardrobe was there, and that was, like, about it.
Which is a shame, because, like, there's so much you can do with these characters, and they choose not to in a lot of ways. Like, they... Dazzler was a given, but I guess they're going on with the logic of, well, everyone expected that, so let's not do that. But let's instead shoehorn in a joke how Return of the Jedi sucked compared to Empire. Okay.
Ugh.
You know, and like I always found, I've said on the, in a past episode when I did my mini review of it, but I always found it funny that they had, threw that line in there making fun of Return of the Jedi, and out of the new trilogy, First Class, Days of Future Past, and Apocalypse, Apocalypse was the weakest.
I didn't see it, but that's obviously what everyone says.
I didn't mind it, but it, like, it was the second worst superhero movie I've seen this year.
Oh, man. And the thing is, I love what they've done with the X-Men franchise, like, since First Class. Like, I love First Class. I love Days of Future Past. I actually really liked the Wolverine, especially the uncut version.
Right.
So not everyone does, but I really like that movie.
The Rogue Cut?
No, that's Days of Future Past. Oh, I think the Rogue Cut's worth watching, but it's really not necessary. Like, I think the regular version of Days of Future Past is the one to go with.
Right.
But I'm talking about the Wolverine, the uncut version, more blood. Those three movies really do it for me. And just the fact that I'm so happy with them, and the fact that people are telling me that Apocalypse isn't great. And I'm just like, I don't want to see it.
Funniest thing is, you can actually go online. They took the deleted scenes and edited them into the movie, you know? And it was a really cool, you know, idea. And like, from what I've heard, it was just okay, you know, with the edited form. Now, Matt, where would you, with these, what are your expectations for Logan? Mike, you as well.
Oh, man.
No, I mean expectations.
You go first, Mike.
I have high expectations for it because they know what's on the table.
Like, what would you do? What would you do to make the movie great? Make Logan great again.
I would build a big wall around DC.
Anyway.
But no, I don't know. I would just see if the Deadpool guys can help out.
Well, we can't get the director involved. We know that. We'll talk about that in a moment. But Matt, yourself, what are your expectations for this film?
I mean, I want it to be great. It's supposed to be Hugh Jackman's last role as the character.
And isn't that a bummer, man? Somebody pointed out he's been the character for 16 years, now going on 17 next year.
Wow.
And
he's the running superhero, pretty much. Like, no one's done a role as long as him in the superhero format. I mean, yes, you know, Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart, but they haven't been in as many movies. You know what I mean?
Right. And like, I'm pulling up the stat right now, but if I remember correctly, Patrick Stewart was Captain Picard for less time than he was Xavier.
Wow.
So it's one of those, like, don't quote me on that, but it's one of those, you know, really? He was, you know, this character, he's been longer than, you know, that? And, like, the funniest thing is they're such interchangeable characters, you know, in terms of, like, you know, what you see them as. Like, when I see Patrick Stewart, I think of Xavier and I think of Picard, you know? He's synonymous with those roles.
Sorry, I like saying that.
It's all good. But, like, yeah, I mean, would you, you know, when you read the X-Men comics, do you read Picard? I mean, not Picard. Wow. Do you read Xavier's voice and Patrick Stewart's voice?
Sometimes.
Yeah, it's one of those. He became synonymous, you know? Although when I read the X-Men comics, I don't read Wolverine's voice in, you know, what's his name? Huge Jacked Man. I read it in the guy who did the voice in the animated series.
Nice. Yeah, like, I feel like everyone reads Batman as Kevin Conroy, at least.
Oh, we've,
like,
told him that to his face.
I think, I'm sure we're not the first, and we're definitely not going to be the last. But, I don't know, sometimes I read Xavier as, like, some of those cheesy Xaviers from, like, I don't know, Spider-Man is Amazing Friends. It's like, your X-Men! Go, my X-Men! Fight! And you have to protect me from Juggernauts! Like, sometimes I read them like that. But
now all I can think of is the X-Men arcade game. X-Men, welcome to die!
Oh, man, I haven't gotten that far in that game. But
that was literally the first level.
Oh, then I must have, I was at a bar, so I must have not been, it was at Barcade playing that game, so
oh,
maybe
Barcade
I
rules. I've wanted to go for so long. I've heard really great things about it.
Dude, come. We'll go next time you're in town.
Yeah, definitely, but, definitely.
Back to Logan. I mean, I hope personally, I hope it's not his last time doing the role. Like, I think if he decided to do, I don't know, like, say if they made like an X-23 movie, if he decided to narrate it, or
you know that'll happen too. Like that's
They'll do an X-23 movie.
Yeah, that's like they're already banking on the character. You can tell, you know. You've seen the trailer too, you know.
Yeah.
Like one friend, you know, texted me and he's like, "Who's the girl supposed to be?" I'm like, "Oh shit, I actually know something now. I can help out with this. It's X-23, yeah. You know."
I didn't realize at first because she's so young. I figured they would have done a teenage X-23, but then it would have been way too much like the game The Last of Us. But like I said, I hope Jackman, maybe he does like a narration for an X-23 movie, or it does like a quick cameo. But obviously he wants to move on. I'm sure the studio, they probably don't want to move on, to be honest. They're like, he probably makes them so much money.
Yeah, he's one of those people that's synonymous with the character. When you think of Wolverine, who do you think of? You think of huge jacked man, you know?
Yes.
And
he's been in 9 X-Men movies.
Yeah. And it's
every X-Men related movie ever.
Now, does that count Logan, or is Logan going to be his 10th? Wow, he couldn't have fucking ended on double digits, though. That would have been cool.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Maybe he'll do the narration, and we can count that as 10.
Well, what I find really funny is, you know, he played the character for so long. He played it more than any person has played James Bond. You know, it's one of those weird things. So
that's a good point.
Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm excited for this. I think it'll...
High hopes.
Yeah, my hopes are rather high for it. Again, I'm a big, big fan of the X-Men. Like, and I've said in the past, and we have an interview coming up in the next few weeks. We're going to air after another interview we actually conducted at Monsters and Robots in New Jersey. But an interview I conducted at New York Comic Con, don't know when it's going to drop, not going to say who it is. Matt, you were there. And actually, if you want a clue, go visit our Instagram page at Audibly Exquisite. One whole word. But yeah, basically the architect of the entire X-Men mythos, like the modern day mythos. He's the architect. He's the one that set everything into motion, did the greatest storylines. And if you're a big comic head like me, you already know who the fuck I'm talking about. Anyway, so now going away from X-Men.
Just go to our Instagram page and you'll find out.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, you know, going away from X-Men, but kind of, but not really, because it's still the same movie franchise. Deadpool 2 lost its director. The one who was the first Deadpool. And I believe it was Tim Miller, I believe?
Yeah.
Yeah, he quit. And Mike, you were saying that it might be due to conflict between him and Deadpool himself, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, rumor is that they can't settle on who's going to be Colossus, so that's
what... Is that really the reason?
No, you mean Cable. You mean Cable.
Yeah, Cable, sorry, yeah.
Colossus, yeah. Yeah, okay, we'll edit that.
Well, no, that's fine. I mean, like, it's a common, like, you know, C's, you know. But, yeah, what's his name? Cable.
The C word.
I'm... a word I can't say, but, yeah, no, he... I was really excited for the idea of the possibility of the guy from Early Edition, the guy with the magical newspapers, you know. I was hoping he would be Cable, because he looks the part. Go with someone like that. But instead, you know, everyone is gung-ho on either Ron Perlman, which, again, that one I'm fine with, or really shitty actor Stephen Lang.
People are saying Edge now.
Really?
Oh, sorry, Edge.
I don't mind. That would be okay, but I don't want to see Edge with gray hair. He was okay on The Flash. He was okay on The Flash. But
what was The Flash?
He was the first, I think he was Atom Smasher. I believe he was in the premiere of season 2. So if you check out season 2, he's literally the first villain they encounter. But yeah, I mean, if it's Edge, really?
I think you know me.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to see that, to be honest. Maybe. I don't know. There's a part of me that wants to see it for the, could it work, you know? But you want to have someone who can play a real good straight man against Rai, you know? You want to see that. I don't know. We actually haven't asked you. Who would be your pick for Cable?
Did we talk about this? I mean, Liam Neeson, I think, would be awesome. I mean, I'm going to say names like everyone's already said by now. But Ron Perlman, he'd be cool. Yeah. Kevin Nash. These are all guys you've already said in earlier episodes, I know. No one really, like, really sticks out in my mind, like, that people haven't said already, so.
Right.
No, yeah, I can't really give you a good answer. Sorry.
I mean, the one choice, like, he won't do it because it's a superhero movie, and he's openly said it in the past, and I've brought him up on a previous episode, but Jon Hamm. Jon Hamm would have been a perfect Cable. Because he looks the part. He absolutely 110% looks the part. But not going to happen because the dude doesn't want to do superhero films.
And he won't play Two-Face.
Dude, he would have been... we've discussed it before. He would have been a damn fine Two-Face. Like, that is a movie I would love to have seen.
Oh, really? Jon Hamm won't do...
Yeah, he won't do capo movies. Like, he's not a fan of them, I guess, or something. So he just refuses to do them.
What? You know who wants to be in a Ben Affleck Batman movie?
Who?
Adam West.
Adam Wee himself wants to make a cameo in Ben Affleck's Batman. And actually, Matt, when you and I went to the Return of the Caped Crusaders panel at New York Comic Con, they did discuss that they want him in the movies. Like, you know, some fan asked him, why aren't you in the movies? And he's like, I want to be in them. Yeah, he's been saying, he's been, you know, championing this for years and years. And I'd love to see it happen, but...
I mean, I would kind of be only okay with it if, say, it was like, I don't know, like, remember the first X-Men movie, Stan Lee's cameo in that?
Yeah. Yeah, there's, like, destruction going on, and he looks up, and he goes, wow. It's like something like that. Like, a blinker, you'll miss it cameo.
Yeah, because
that's what I want.
Oh, cameo, he didn't actually even say anything. He's just getting a hot dog at the beach, and there's a bunch of other people, too. Like, he's one of the people you can see, like, that's more focused in on than anybody else. But,
right.
Like, that was cameo. He didn't say anything. He didn't take up screen time. Like, that would be a cameo I'd be okay with in Adam West. Like, something that didn't take away, like, from whatever's happening.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I would love to see Adam, you know, get his respect. Just like, you know, because he hasn't done it in years. Like,
he actually portrayed himself as Batman, like the Adam West he is, on Family Guy for the first time the other night.
Did he really?
Yeah, he dressed up as the 1960s Batman and did the rope climb.
Well, they just did the Batman 66, Return of the Caped Crusaders. That was before
it was like, that's... No, like, in Family Guy, they never acknowledged that it's Adam West.
Right. Yeah, it's just Adam West. He's not Batman. He's Mayor Adam West.
He was dressed up as Batman, was doing the rope climb, said, this is how he did it back in the day, kids.
That's tremendous. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, now, last two topics. The Incredibles 2, actually, they just pushed the release date forward to 2018.
No! I'm not really distraught about that. That was just a news article.
I'm excited, you know? Like, it was, the first one was a great movie, you know? They did a great job with that. And it you know, referenced a lot of, you know, the common superhero movie tropes. And I'd love to see how they, tackle those things nowadays, you know? Like, I think they would do an amazing job with this, you know, see what they can bring to the table. And I guarantee, I don't know why, if they're going to, like, you know, maybe, like, it won't be, like, you know, like some, like, superhero movie, like, you know, over the top, like, stupid references. But it'll be something to the effect of, like, the common little things, like, you know, now we have to be dark and gritty or something like that. They would, you know, maybe have them wear, like, darker outfits or some shit. But I'd love to see, like, just a random Stan Lee cameo. Stan Lee would just, like, make random cameo in a Pixar movie. Why the hell not?
I heard a rumor that he was actually been filming random cameos for movies that haven't come out yet, and they plan on inserting those cameos in later. Like, in case, you know, he's 93, so in case he dies tomorrow, he'll have, like, 9 cameos set up for movies that haven't even come out yet.
That's nuts.
It's cool, but you're right. It's crazy. Like, I would say they should only insert those cameos if they actually fit perfectly. If they don't, then just put them in the deleted scenes of the DVD. Like, people would be hyped for that. You know what I mean?
What I'd like to see with Stan that would be really, really cool would be, like, you know, if something ever happens, do what they do with him with the Netflix series. Have him be, like, a photo in the background.
That's what I was saying that. Like, that seems to make more sense.
It's very, like, it's just a sweet little homage, you know, 1, 2, 3, you're done. Yeah, or a reference, you know?
Yeah.
And now, before we get to our last topic, go to www.audibletrial.com/
Audibly Exquisite.
And get a free 1-month trial and an audiobook of your choosing. Choose from thousands upon thousands of audiobooks to listen to and have read to you. Myself, I've been having read to me. Some more Stephen King. I've actually been having Christine read to me.
I'm having read to me Masturbation and Blindness.
Yourself?
Is it a thing?
Dang. I've been reading The Road. I've read that before, but hey, if you're looking forward to Logan, read The Road or have The Road read to you.
Is that based off the movie?
I like the movie. The movie was good. I just wasn't a fan of the ending. It was too, happy ending kind of ish. The book is, read the book, the ending's better. It's more.
Yeah, Cormac McCarthy?
Yeah.
Like Fallout without all the fun.
Shut up. The Road's good. Read The Road, watch The Road. Play The Last of Us and get ready for Logan.
Walk on the road, you know.
Take
a walk on the wild side.
Wild side!
So anyway, now...
Speaking of wild side...
But we still got to do our one little thing towards it. Go to www.audibletrial.com/audiblyexquisite and you can cancel at any time, but it helps support the show just like our Patreon page does. Once again, patreon.com/audiblyexquisite. So now, Mike, Matt, before we go at the end of this episode, George Lucas... It's been revealed that George Lucas will not be involved in Indiana Jones 5.
Eh.
Kind of the same, but...
Or...
Do you guys, like, really care? Like, was he... He was instrumental, but it was, like...
Here's the thing about people who are instrumental. Like, I hate to do it, but wrestling reference, Vince McMahon was instrumental in, like, you know, the WWE, the empire that is. Now, he's completely, like... out of touch with what fans want. I wouldn't say that Lucas is the same way, but I would say that we got episode 7 and Lucas didn't really have anything to do with it. That was J.J. Abrams and everyone seemed really, really pleased by it. So I think it's fine that Lucas isn't involved with Indiana Jones 5. Mike, what do you think?
I agree with everything you said, Matt.
Man, you should just go first because I seem to be like taking the wind out of everyone's sails.
I think he'd still help out a lot, you know, for an Indiana Jones movie. Like, curb his ideas because that's what Disney's doing. Like, they do quality control. They make sure, like... Yeah, that does sound like a stupid idea. Let's not do that, you know?
Like, George, no green screen.
Or, you know, again, the common thing, nuke the fridge. So, Matt, once again, how can people get a hold of you on the social media?
At Mean Streak Matt. Think Instagram on Mean Streak Matt as well. You can find me on Twitter, at Mean Streak Matt. On Instagram, at Mean Streak Matt.
Now, you can also find us once again at facebook.com/audiblyexquisite. You can find us on Twitter at
VAE Podcast.
You can find myself at Peter Melnick.
And at Mike_Norrin.
And once again, at Mean Streak Matt, one whole word. You can also find us on the worldwide interwebs at
www.audiblyexquisite.com.
Let's see, you can find plenty of other fine programs on the Gunna Geek Network at www.gunnageek.com. And you can also find us on Patreon. Once again, patreon.com/audiblyexquisite. And like I said at the top of the hour, there are plenty of tiered rewards. So, like again, as I said at the top of the hour, I believe $2-$3 you get a subscription to the newsletter and you're helping support the show. And for as high as $50, you get an episode of your choosing with a topic of your choosing. Along with, you get the ability to co-host every other month. We actually have somebody that's going to be coming up real soon, a certain person who's listening, I believe, right now. So yeah. Now, my thing is, somebody will be guesting on the show very shortly, probably within the next few weeks. Now, one thing as well, we'd also like to say thank you to two of the people so far that have helped pledge for this show, Tony Perito and Joe Don. Cesaro. I'll be honest, Jodan, I need to learn how to pronounce your last name because I keep wanting to call you Cesaro like the wrestler.
I think it's Caesar, like pizza, pizza.
Hey.
So now, that's very European, Matt. So now, before we go, you can also find us on iTunes. Rate, review, subscribe, and share. Spread the word like Nutella. And also, you can find us on a wide variety of social media platforms. Or not platforms. Listening platforms. You can find us on a wide variety of listening platforms with streaming. You can find us on TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, and Podomatic.
And iTunes.
Well, that we already did that. Yeah. But available for all iOS and Android devices. So you can listen to us on your cell phone.
You can listen to us on the go.
You can listen to us on a tablet. You can listen to us on a boat. You can listen to us
while you poop.
With a goat on a boat in a moat with a Coke float.
There you go, Pete.
So now, for Peter Melnick, I'm Peter Melnick.
I'm Matt Cascone.
And for Mike Norn, I'm Lincoln Sheffield. Have an audibly exquisite week. Thank you.